Hi, welcome to The Power of Your Habits. I'm Reggie, and I'm offering this workshop online because I took it to physical locations, but I was still pretty passionate about getting the message out, and so that's why I have made it available online to you. With the audio version, there are some worksheets that go along with it, and so I want you to make sure that you grab those, download them, and fill them out. It's always better to write out your answers than just make mental notes. It'll stick in your brain longer and become a reality much quicker if you're taking the time to write rather than just think through your answers. So we're going to start by settling in, and I'm going to have you actually begin by standing up. If you've been standing all day, go ahead and take a seat. Just sit up where you can sit nice and tall. Otherwise, I'd like you to stand. And we're going to start just by moving a tiny bit. So you're going to reach your arms up overhead, clasp your fingers together, flip your palms up, and just start by leaning to your right. So get a nice stretch through the left side of your torso. You can take a breath in, feel the breath move into the left side of your body. Nice, smooth exhale. On your next inhale, you're going to come right back up, reach for the ceiling. You're going to lean to your left. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to take a breath. Breathe into the right side of your torso this time. Let your neck relax. On your next inhale, you're going to reach back up to the ceiling. Take one more good breath. Unclasp your fingers. Reach your fingertips high. Let your shoulders stretch up. Really let them move. Press firmly into your feet. Bring your palms together and slowly bring your hands down through heart center and then down to your legs. I'm just going to have you continue to stand or stay seated, but just keep good tall spine. So let your shoulders relax down your back and just take your attention to your breath moving along your spine. So as you breathe in, feel the length happening. And as you exhale, just feel your body begin to soften. You're going to notice that another breath or two. Inhale, fill your belly up with air. Nice audible exhale, and you just start to tune into your breath. Notice how you feel today. Just let your body begin to drop in. Notice your sit bones pressing down if you're seated or if you're standing. Just notice your feet grounded into the floor or whatever's below you. Just look for any tension. Check in between your eyebrows. Check with your jaw and your neck and your shoulders down through your hips. I just want you to drop aside, drop everything you've been doing up to this point into the day. So to get the most value out of our upcoming moments together, just you want to set the other stuff aside. Not that it's not good and great parts of life, but just set it to the side just so you can dial in. Just take one more moment and just think, why am I here today? What made me want to show up? What am I looking for? With your next inhale, go ahead and open your eyes. If you are standing, you can have a seat. And we'll go ahead and get started. So we will take a couple breaks on and off throughout this workshop where we can stand and move a little bit. Part of learning good and doable life hacks is fitting in movement regularly throughout the day. So even when you have a sit down job, it's really good to be able to get up and move around, even if it's just a minute. So myself personally, I like to just say 1 minute, I'm going to get up every hour and move and wake my body and mind up again. And just it allows for more focus. So I want you to start by just asking yourself, what's one thing that you're proud of from your day so far? If you just woke up, maybe it's just an early start, but something that happened throughout your day. So maybe someone said something to you that was encouraging. Or just you accomplished something that you had been putting off. Just take a moment to celebrate that. And we're going to start with the discussion of showing up. And I want to start with my story and showing up and just give you a little background. I'm a mom, a wife, I have four kids, and they're all 12 to 18. So I've been doing the mom life for a while. And I worked for my husband. I've been involved with fitness and health for longer than I've been married, so over 23 years at least. And that's just really my passion, has always been able to help people feel better. And part of my own journey is not always feeling great myself. I've been a runner all those years, or most of the years, and taught different types of fitness classes, done a lot of Pilates, and in the last few years have added yoga, and or consistently added yoga. And one of the things I started noticing was a difference in my yoga practice, fitting that in, and then just running practice, is that running was awesome. I get home, I'd feel great, but the good feelings would sometimes wear off over the course of the day, versus what I'd take from my yoga practice would stick with me longer. It wouldn't just wear off. It wouldn't be like there was a runner's high, but to come off of, I just, whatever I'd taken from my time on the mat could last with me throughout the day. So in certain seasons when it's been very stressful, going back to school was one of those seasons, I realized how much my yoga practice was making a difference in allowing me to be present even when I had a lot going on. And I don't think it wasn't necessarily the specific asana movements. I was used to movement and I was used to paying attention to my breath. I think it was more the idea of, or I'm sure it was just learning that what I learned about myself on the mat, I could take with me throughout the day. So for example, when I'd come into a pose that I didn't necessarily like or wasn't very good at, how did I respond? And what did I tell myself? And the same way I responded there on the mat, which is a pretty safe place, is how I responded in real life situations. So when I was frustrated, did I just try to avoid the pose? Did I get frustrated or stay frustrated? Or did I, okay, let's rethink this. How can I go about it differently and not allowing the anger to be something that came up? So pretty big deal when you take that into your real life. And that led to a lot of thinking about how I taught fitness and how I wanted to continue to teach health and wellness in the remainder of my teaching days. So that's how I've shown up in yoga and health coaching, just to make it more of a holistic view of how to teach and how to offer you tools that will last way more than just your time of fitness each day. So showing up, I want you to think about how you show up, whether it's on the whole, like how it is with your family, or how you show up at work. How do you show up for your meeting your goals, staying disciplined? How do you show up with any type of fitness goals that you set? Just what's that level of showing up look like for you? Usually there's some places that's easy for us to show up and some that aren't so easy. So I want you just to take a moment, grab that worksheet, and just jot a couple down. Jot one down that you're really good at showing up for. And then jot something else in your life that you're not so good at showing up for. And then after you answer that, and you can take a little bit longer, feel free to always come back to these questions. But what does showing up look and feel like in your life? So if you looked at it as a whole, how does it make you feel? And what does it look like in your everyday life? And then I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being I'm horrible at showing up. 10 being I'm a rock star at showing up. Where are you on that scale of just everyday life showing up? I And that's kind of the big picture that we're starting at. So just kind of that from above 10,000 feet vantage point. Now we're going to bring it into the 10 feet. And just, I want you to look at showing up in all of your life as a whole and then showing up in the small ways. So I've asked you already to specifically write down a couple ways you do show up really well or not so well. And now I just want you to kind of, in your mind, go through how you show up overall and then how you show up in the small ways. And as you think about that, I want you to consider what it's costing you to not show up or even play your B- game. So if you're always showing up at a C- or just you're physically there, mentally you're not, how is that affecting your life? What is it costing you? Now I want you to choose one small fitness or health related goal. I'm going to have you write that down. And one life goal. So sometimes you may have one that's the same, that goes together. But usually we have goals that may be in line with one another, but they're not the same. So I want you just to take a moment to write them down. And then after you've written it down, I want you to consider what's the greatest roadblock to reaching your highest goal. So let's look at the two goals you just wrote down. Write down one roadblock to the life goal and one roadblock you have to your health-related goal. And it could be the same roadblock. That is totally normal if it is. And it could be physical, it could be mental, financial, emotional, it could be situational. There's a lot of options here. I just want you to think beyond the maybe outside your normal box of, oh, I only have so much time. That's why I can't do it. Or I only have so much patience because I only have so much time. So think beyond outside your normal box on this. Go a little bit deeper. You might still be thinking on it, but I'm going to go ahead and have you stand back up again. You can come back to your notes afterwards. Take a deep breath in. Inhale, reach your arms up and just stretch your fingers up toward the ceiling. As you exhale, I want you to stretch your arms wide, just sweep them down and fold forward, hinging from your hips. You're going to move into a forward fold. Your knees can be bent a little or a lot here. You should be able to feel a release in your low back. So if it hurts, I want you to bend your knees more. If you have yoga blocks or some books, you can grab those and place your hands on them. You might even want to grab your elbows with your hands, just maybe sway a little bit side to side. If your shoulders are a little tight, you can clasp your fingers together behind your back. Either keep your knuckles on your bum or just your tailbone area or lift your hands away. Just notice your breath as you exhale. Really try to empty your breath out of your belly. Stay for another round of breath. If you are still swaying, come back to still. Release your hands. You can take them either fingertips to the floor or hands on top of your outside of your shins or on your thighs. Find a longer spine, so more of a flat back. Chest comes forward, collarbones spread wide. Exhale, fold one more time. Press into your feet really firm. I want you to roll up length by length through your spine. Your knees are slightly bent. Just notice one vertebra at a time as you come all the way up. Shoulders relax down your spine. Take a breath here. Good exhale. You can have a seat again. So let's start with one of the goals. Let's start with your fitness goal or your health goal that you wrote down. Let's dial in. So I want you to take a few moments, and what are 1 to 3 action steps that you could use to help get you to that goal? And maybe not even to the goal. The goal could be big or just not as doable for your season of life, but something still worth working toward. It just might take you a little longer than if you were at a different season. So what, instead of thinking jumping the whole hurdle or getting over the whole mountain, what's 1 to 3 steps that could take you closer to getting up into the other side of the mountain? Doable and very easy is what I want you to think about. So as you're thinking, you're really thinking about what needs to happen in your life to close the gap between where you are now and where you want to be next and who you want to be next. So maybe it's accountability that you need, maybe group support, knowledge. Maybe you know where you want to go, but you just are kind of clueless in getting there, or you know some things, but you feel like you've hit roadblocks that you don't have answers for. Maybe it has to do more with a gut-brain balance. Where are you at physically? How do you feel? If you have a lot of energy throughout the day, then awesome. If you are short on energy or you have a lot of highs and lows, then gut-brain balance is maybe your biggest hurdle right now, or one of those gaps you need to close. So as you think about where and who you are now and where and who you want to be next, I'm not sure which kind of goal you chose. Maybe it was physical weight loss or more energy, less stress, maybe more in control of your schedule, more calm, less chaos, more of a certain type of breath body movement. So more of a athletic endeavor, a 5K, a 50K, less food cravings could be one of your goals. So all those are great. Just kind of, again, you're thinking about where you want to go. And now I want to bring that into perspective with what I like to teach as far as the best way, not only to meet your fitness and health goals, but just life goals, how to help you find and thrive in your potential and your capacity. So to take that to the next level. So I always like to start with the foundation of grace and honesty. So we need to be gracious with ourselves. A lot of times, because our culture is busy, we're just really busy. And whether you have kids or not, whether you're working full-time or part-time or you're staying at home, we usually have a lot of responsibilities. So often if we set goals and we don't meet them, we can be really hard on ourselves, and negative talk can really cause a lot of pain in our life and cause a lot of trouble. So we want to get away from that and just give ourselves grace. But at the same time, just as we give ourselves grace, we have to be honest with ourselves. So I like to just say no BS. You give yourself grace, but no BS. So a lot of times what can happen is we set an intention. Oh yes, I'm going to get up and exercise or move 30 minutes a day. And just because we set that intention, we keep that intention in mind, suddenly we think we're actually doing it. We're living what we intended, and we never did it. So we need to get honest and really clear with how we are responding, how we are showing up, and following through with our intentions. So as we look at grace and honesty, we're looking at integrity, exploration, and curiosity. We need both those things to live in grace and honesty. And then we need to really drop the whole idea that life is like has its own compartments, like there's the different sections. So instead of thinking about separating out your life into the different roles you have, I want you to start replacing that thought process with living in natural rhythms. So living with the flow of your life rather than the pieces of your life. So instead of thinking, I get up in the morning and I do this, this is how I start my day, but then I go to work, I'm this person, and that means that requires me to be a different role in which I have a just take on different responsibilities. My personality seems to be tweaked a bit to fit the role, and then it can move to from there I have my lunch and oh no, I ate too much again, or I chose the junk food. And so suddenly I went from being a rock star at work to I'm feeling like a loser on the battlefield of food and in the mind. And then back to work, okay, I'm back to rock star status. But then I go home and I'm switching gears again. What's my role there? And then it moves on to supper and on to activities. Maybe that's where I fit in my workout. Okay, I'm this person when I work out. I push really hard for my goals. And then it's bedtime, and instead of being able to chill and go to sleep and relax, I'm reliving everything I did wrong from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, and all those different roles, all the different parts of my life. So instead of thinking of that, because if you do that, then each day you get up and you're going to be in the same cycle. You're going to have your highs and your lows, highs and lows. And at the end of the day, you're still looking back over those lows, and that's going to affect how you end that day and begin your next day. So I want you to start thinking of how can I replace and drop the roles and live with just the natural rhythm and in sync with who I am. I flow from one thing to another. Everything feeds into who I am. So when I wake up with energy, I'm going to take that into my whole day, whether I'm at work, whether I'm eating my meals to nourish myself further, or whether I'm on working out and getting in my run or my CrossFit workout or whatever it is I'm working on for the day. And then I'm going to bed, and I started my day with energy, and I ended my day ready to go to sleep because I put and gave everything I had into that day. Go to sleep, start up. Okay, you see the difference? So that's where I want you to think about, and that's where the three pillars come in. And I came up with the three pillars, and they're really the building blocks, and they're a way to just allow you to look at your life as one, just in one piece, one rhythm, but three ways that just make it really easy for you to start to see where maybe you're out of balance. And to me, it's really nice to have the guideline, and as you'll see with the pillars, they all feed into each other. So they just kind of bleed into one another. And so for the rest of today's talk and moving into the 7-day boot reboot and the other programs, it all, you'll see how the pillars just continue to work together. And they're a great way to give you an opportunity and just allow you to take a step closer to reaching your goals. So we're going to start with one of the goals that you had already today. You still have that fitness goal in mind. And I'm going to break the pillars down for you. There's three of them. It's REST. There's the REST pillar. There's FUN pillar. It's the acronym, F-U-N. And then ACTIVE pillar. So those three pillars. So let's take a moment and let's stand up. We're going to move again. And let's just find your breath. Inhales and exhales are even. I want you to just step or press into your toes and come up onto your tiptoes. So your heels are coming off the floor. And then on your next breath, you're going to just let your heels come down and lift the top of your feet up. Lift those toes and spread them wide. And then come back, lower them back down. Take your feet about hip distance apart. Arms are going to come forward. You're going to take your arms parallel to the floor. And if that is uncomfortable for your shoulders, you're going to bring your palms together. Bring your hands back to the center of your chest. Shoulders are relaxed. I want you to sit back and towards your heels. So into a chair pose. So you're pressing your weight back. It stays in your heels. Should be able to wiggle your toes. And then you're going to press back up into your heels. Come up to stand. And then you're going to sit back. Shift your weight back. Back into a chair pose, and then come back up. Do that one more time. And then I'm going to have you go for 20 jumping jacks. So you can do side jacks, just one leg at a time, one arm at a time, or both legs at a time. Breathing. See if you can keep breathing in and out through your nose. Keep a smooth and steady breath. It's going to speed up a little bit. Your heart rate's going to speed up. And then as you finish, you're just going to take another good deep breath in. Arms reach up. You can lean to one side. Clasp your fingers together again.
You can lean to the other side, just feel through the torso. Come back up. Exhale. And you can grab your paper again and your pen. So breaking down the three pillars, we have rest, F-U-N for fun, and active. And rest has to do with digestion. So it's really focusing on our sleeping and eating patterns. So how those play into how we move, breathe, and feel. And then fun stands for functional movement, unlimited potential, and neural control. So this one is more about your nervous system. Our nervous system is where you're going to focus on the movement and breath, the breath connected with your movement. So our breath controls our nervous system. It's pretty amazing how it works, but by changing our breath, we can either be in fight or flight, in that sympathetic nervous system, or into parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest. And unless we need to be in fight or flight, we want to be in rest and digest. But most of us, because we have so much stress that often is viewed as negative, we stay in some level of the sympathetic nervous system. And when that happens, in that fight or flight, we constantly have cortisol being released in our body. And cortisol is an amazing hormone that we need, and it has a purpose that we want to have working in our body, but not all the time. Because what happens is when cortisol is high, when the levels are high, it doesn't allow our body to lose weight. It holds on to weight. We never have proper digestion. Everything is it keeps us out of balance because we're always on edge. And when our nervous system can't rest, then our body just can't find a sense of calm, which will allow us to move forward. Move forward much easier and naturally versus when we're always in a little bit of a sympathetic nervous system type of mode. So we're going to use FUN, the functional movement, which are tiny movements. It's tiny and powerful movements that are often connected with the breath, and they're also there just to help strengthen those. That's where we get to work those tiny muscles that really have an important role, but they get neglected. And then that moves us into active pillar, and that pillar is what you normally would think of as activity and movement. So it could be running, it could be jogging, it could be canoeing, paddling, it could be yoga, all those movement type activities, and just what's your activity level and how are you pushing yourself physically. So we're made to move. If you sit all day and then just move when you need to move, we want that to change. We want you to feel better, and to feel better, you've got to be moving. So that's where a training plan would come in. And when your rest and the fun pillars are working, and when they start to come in balance, then automatically your active pillar is going to become stronger, because those two really can take you to the next level. So if, let's say you're training for a 10K, if you're getting the rest you need, even though you are a really busy person, you still need that rest, because then you'll wake up energized, you'll have more energy and focus for the day, as well as your workouts, which is training you for what you want next. The same if you're fitting in the fun pillar, then you're building those tiny muscle creating strength in places which will really help you perform overall better, as well as keep you from your body from breaking down. So I want you to look at the three pillars, rest, fun, and active. Just note which one comes easiest for you. Most of us have one that is easiest. And then I want you to circle one of the three that you want to commit to working on for the next week. And as you make that decision, I want you to think back to your goal that you wrote down, your fitness or health goal, and use that where you wrote down your roadblocks, you wrote down your action steps. So which of these pillars could most help you move forward to reaching that goal of the three, the rest, fun, or active? So go ahead and circle one. And you're going to commit to this one for the next week. So if one of your action steps that you wrote down doesn't fit in there, I want you just to take a moment and just try to figure out which of those three could lead you forward. So let's say my goal is to do a 5K, but I know I'm only getting 6 hours of sleep a night, and I'm eating pretty good most of the time, but I usually snack at 9 p.m.
maybe 10 o'clock because the days are busy and I'm still going at 9 or 10 and I think I need to stay up longer. I want you to switch how you think about that. And instead of thinking about how late can I push my day or how little sleep can I get by with, I want you to think about what's the quality of my sleep and what quality of performance do I want to have. So if I want to run a really good 5K and I don't want to get injured, then my goal, if I was to choose rest, the rest pillar, would be, okay, I'm going to back up my last meal. I'm going to make it earlier or I'm going to skip the snacking so that when I lay down, my digestion's working with me and I'll be able to sleep, go to sleep faster and sleep more soundly. So when I wake up, I'm more energized to work toward my goal. Let's say I'm getting 8 hours of sleep. I still have a 5K, 10K as my goal. But I usually, my fitness program only allows time for me fitting in my weekly runs. I don't do much cross training and my body feels pretty good most of the time, but I know I'm not spending enough time either stretching or just cross training and making everything strong aside from the running. So cardiovascularly, I'm good. Muscular, I feel pretty good, but I'm going to say for that one, I'm going to throw in a little bit of more hip movement and hip functional work to strengthen that up to help me with my 5K or 10K goal. So your take-home assignment is just to take an action step towards your pillar goal that you're making for the next 7 days. And if you stay afterwards, I have an extra worksheet for or a little handout for you to fill out. If you're doing this online, then it's also look. You can find it below. It should be with the links to the workshop. So I can't teach you everything in just an hour and a half about the pillars and how they work. I have a lot more to offer. There's been a lot of planning and programming created around the three pillars that I'm very excited to share with you. And I do have a free offer for you. If you're interested, you can sign up in my free 7-day reboot. It touches on the pillars. It allows you to go a little bit deeper, experience them for yourselves. So just like you choosing one of your goals that you've worked through just writing out wise and brainstorming through during this workshop, you get to take it another step. And each of the pillars, there's a challenge per pillar per day. You can choose whether you work on one of them or all three of them. We just gently step into the nutrition part of it in the 7-day reboot challenge. And it gives you a really good picture of more of what it's like to work with me, as well as what the three pillars look and feel like in your own life and how you can just allow them to help you transform and be who you want to be next. So that's my 7-day reboot. It's free. There's also a link for that below. Please sign up. I'd love to get to know you even more and just help you on your wellness journey. And that's those are the main things. You'll also see, so with the handouts, you've got the one that we've covered here, rest, fun, and active, that covers the pillars. And plus there's the information of the action step, taking it a step further, how to work with it for another week. And I just want to thank you for your time today. I just sign up for the 7-day reboot. It's free. It's worth it. It will get you on your journey to transformation, and you'll be amazed how they work together and how they affect the rest of your workouts and the rest of your day. And just simple ways that aren't always easy when you first try them, but so worthwhile. And just to experience just some of the variety and the fun that you can when you implement the pillars in your own life. So with that, thanks for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day. I can't wait to hear from you and hear about your own fitness journey and your health journey, and stay in touch. I don't want to end this workshop without doing one more round of movement and just one more round of settling in and just closing up our time together. And so I'm going to have you stand up again and just stand up, ground your feet down really firmly into the floor, and just notice the weight as it presses and as your feet press down into the floor. And you can kind of shift a little bit forward and back. Notice how you feel. And then I'm going to have you you can reach your arms up to the ceiling. We're going to move through a couple sun salutations. Sun salutations A. So inhale, reach your arms up.
palms can touch, or they can, hands can stay shoulder width apart. Just notice how your shoulders feel. Do they feel better one way or the other? Then fold forward, hinge from your waist. Just bend, hinge forward, let the crown of your head drop down. Press firmly into your feet again. Inhale, take your hands to your shins or your thighs. Find a long spine. Exhale, you're going to fold back down. And have you plant your hands to the floor. If that's too far away, you're going to bend your knees a little or a lot, or place your hands on some yoga blocks or some thick books, and you're going to step your legs to the back of your mat. So you're like in a push-up position, a high plank, arms are straight. You can bend down onto your knees, so you're on your knees. Inhale, shift your shoulders so they're just past your wrists, so you're not, they're not stacked, but they're in front. You're still breathing. You're going to bend your elbows and lower your shoulders so they're in line with your elbows, or at least a couple inches. And then slowly lower your belly down onto the mat. If you're used to going through Surya Namaskar A, then go for it through your normal, just the normal way you flow. Otherwise, plant your hands by your low ribs. Inhale, lift your chest away from the floor as you press your toes into the floor. As you exhale, lower back down. Your knees are on the mat. Tuck your toes under. I'm going to have you slowly lift your hips and thighs up and press your hips and thighs like they're going to the corner of the ceiling behind you. So you're moving into a downward facing dog. Thumb and index fingers press down really firm. Your palms are pressing down and forward. Triceps hug in towards your nose. If this is too intense, go back to your knees and you can move through a cat-cow. Just move through your spine. Otherwise, you're going to let your heels relax. Take a breath here. Look to the top, so you're look up to your hands, and you can step your feet up to the top of your mat if you're on a mat or just on the floor. Inhale, come back to that half lift. Hands can come outside your shins or onto your thighs. Find a long spine. So see if you can find cobra, like when you lifted your chest away from the floor. See if you can find that in this position. Then exhale, fold back forward. Press into your feet. Inhale, hinge. Reach your arms up. Come all the way back up to stand. Arms reach for the ceiling. Palms come together, hands come down through heart center. Let's move through that one more time. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hinge forward. You're hinging from your waist. Knees can bend a little or a lot. Inhale, find a half lift. Exhale, you're going to fold forward. Crown of your head drops down. Plant your hands to the mat. Bend your knees. Can step to the back of your mat. You're in a high plank. You can move from here, or you're going to lower onto your knees. When you breathe in, move your shoulders forward so they're just past your wrists. Exhale, you're going to bend your elbows, come halfway down. You're going to hover. You're going to either move into cobra or upward facing dog, and you can lower all the way down onto your belly. Inhale, palms pressed down by your low ribs. Chest lifts up, top of the feet press into the mat. Inner thighs reach up toward the ceiling. You can stay there or lift your hips and thighs and knees off the mat and move into an upward facing dog. On your next breath, if you're an up dog, you're going to lower your knees back down, tuck your toes under, slowly press your hips and thighs back to downward facing dog. Again, you can always move into a child's pose from here with your hips back on your shins and arms extended, or into tabletop. You're going to look to the top of your mat. With your next breath, you're going to step up. Inhale, find your half lift. Exhale, fold forward. Press into your feet. Inhale, arms reach out to the side. Come all the way up to stand. Fingers stretch to the ceiling. Hands come back down and together into heart center. Take a breath. Maybe you find a seat. You can either sit on the floor or on a chair, whichever allows you just to have a long spine. We'll just close class in this sitting position. Hands can rest on your thighs. Take a deep breath in. Just feel your heart rate slow back down as you control your breath, guide your breath. Check in with your jaw, check in between your eyes. Just notice where you might be holding tension. And you can have a long spine, but let your shoulders be relaxed. They don't have to be tense, pulling together towards your spine. They don't have to be rounded forward. They're just sliding down your back. Hands are soft. I just want you to think about your goal that you set today, either the short-term one or the long-term.
Go to the long-term one. Go to the big one. Just settle into what that goal looks like when you accomplish it. How does that feel? Now, as you take the steps to make that a reality, how does your accomplishing that goal, that milestone, how does that affect those who live around you? How does that affect those that are in your sphere of influence? Now, if you hold back and you don't take the steps to move forward and you don't open yourself up for reaching that goal, how does that affect those who you are around? What's the impact that you're hiding and keeping from the rest of the world if you hold back from reaching a goal or a desire that you feel that is part of your life's purpose? I want you to take a deep breath in. On that next exhale, I want you just to let that feeling go. Start to spread your arms wide like you're reaching out to give someone a really big bear hug. Fingers stretch away from you. And just with an open heart, open mind, just think about the steps that it's going to take to reach that long-term goal and embracing what's to come. The highs, the lows, the learning, the impact. You're just going to bring your arms around, give yourself a hug, let your shoulders relax again, open up between your shoulder blades. And just take another moment or two just to stay with how that feels. So we've narrowed it down to that 10 foot. It's not even 10 feet. Bringing that goal really close to home. If you pull that view back and you go to the 10,000 feet, I want you to think about who you're doing this for. Who are you taking these steps for? What's the potential for the impact you're going to make? Who's affected by that? Go ahead and bring your hands to heart center, palms together. Take a good breath. A good exhale. Just let that settle in. And open your eyes. Thank you again for sharing your time with me. I appreciate it. I, again, look forward to hearing how the steps you take next and how this just impacts your life in the coming days and weeks. And I can't wait to hear from you.